Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 28, Joburg 27, and the sun is shining for the first day of school. Rustenburg up to 31 degrees.
In Centurion, there's heavy traffic. It's on Old Johannesburg Road at Mopani Road.
In your sport, Mauro Itoje has been promoted to England captain for the Six Nations, replacing Jamie George, and Henk Laterkan loses the overall Dakar lead with 3 days to go.
The school bells ring again this morning for the first day of the new academic year. And for tens of thousands of little ones, it's their first day at school.
I am feeling less emotional than I thought I would, but I'm sure the tears are going to come very soon. It's the weirdest thing. She's so small and it feels like she was a baby yesterday, and now she is embarking on 12 years of school.
We know Martina van der Walt-Eerlis is a Jacaranda FM newsreader over the weekends, but this morning she's the mother of a grade one girl. Meanwhile, authorities will oversee the first school day of the year at various schools across the country. Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Kwarube is expected at a primary school in the Eastern Cape from this hour. To other news, the Grobler's Bridge border between South Africa and Botswana that is located on the Limpopo River in Limpopo has been temporarily shut down due to flooding. The region has experienced heavy rains over the past few weeks, flooding bridges and homes in especially the Lephalale area. Cliff Sheko has more.
Travellers have been advised to use stockboard and blackened ports of entry, as these are non-commercial ports. For cargo movements, travellers and truck operators are advised to use the skills Spatshek, Ramatlabama, Bait Bridge and Kopfontein as alternative ports of entry. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
To the northwest, where a number of illegal mine workers were discovered, their bodies yesterday and brought to the surface at an abandoned gold mine in Stilfontein.
On day two of operations, a total of 106 alive illegal miners were retrieved and arrested for illegal mining. 51 were certified dead.
National Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says almost all the workers arrested on yesterday's day two of the operation are from Mozambique, Lesotho and Zimbabwe. Specialised mine safety teams will return to the site along with police today. International news, and it could become a significant day to secure a ceasefire and peace deal between Israel and Hamas. Qatar, Egypt and the US have intensified their efforts for a final push today to seal a truce and hostage release deal. 94 people kidnapped during the Hamas attacks on Israel in October 2023 are still held hostage in Gaza. And in Illinois, in the U.S., a 53-year-old man decided to kick off 2025 with a little renovation. He helped his parents redo the bathroom in the home where he grew up. But while completing the drywalling, he saw something inside the wall. And there he discovered a wrapped Christmas gift that had been intended for him to open back in 1978. His mom says she must have hit that present very well, but has no idea how it ended up inside the bathroom wall. So, 46 years later, Tim King opened his Christmas gift, a set of now vintage Matchbox toy aeroplanes.
Oh, cool. It must be brand new, obviously.
Yes. Sure. Yes, still in the original Christmas wrapping, not a tear in the paper, nothing.
That's so cool. Yeah. You go back to your parents' house and you discover even just the old toys.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Of the time. That's always special. Yeah. I discovered an old, what do you call it? Radio controlled car.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
An old, it's like, it was a Porsche radio controlled car.
Oh, man.
In its box.
No way.
Wow.
Like, in its box. Wow. Beautiful. I gave it to a friend of mine that would appreciate that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Because, well, you know what? Unless if you don't have children, you know, it's not like you're going to pass it down. Also, kids today would not appreciate anything like that. Would you know?
It doesn't have Bluetooth, Martin.
Yeah, exactly. They have to go buy batteries. Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't stream anything.
Mm. Yeah. It's like giving your old Atari set.
Yeah. If you had an old Atari set, you'd be a millionaire.
Some of those things are actually kind of